I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
And this week, we have a double Shantae. We've got two episodes this week. We are so excited to have our first ever video pod.
For the first time.
For the first time ever.
Ever.
Right? It is, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. We posted a teaser and everyone freaked out because they said, video?
Yes.
Yeah.
We are on video.
We're pioneering this new form of visual communication. Yes. Yes, we are very excited to be entering our special guest era.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We actually are very excited.
Yeah. No, I'm like so excited. Like, I cannot wait for you to listen or watch this.
Yeah, you've got options now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Sugar and Spice from RuPaul's Drag Race season 15 have joined us on Legends Only.
They've entered the live chat.
Yes. And the conversation wound up being so long,
so long
that it is its own episode. So yeah. You will see that in the feed here as well. But if you are a subscriber over on patreon.com/legendsonly, you can watch the full video
in all its glory.
Yeah.
Spice things up a bit.
Oh,
we will be spicing things up a bit.
Yes.
More to discuss on that topic in a moment.
So shout out to Sugar and Spice for joining us. And we'll talk about that over in the other,
yes,
you know, that episode. You guys are getting fed this week. The girls are eating. And speaking of Drag Race, the finale has happened.
The gay Super Bowl, as some say. The season 15 finale aired on Friday, and we have a new winner.
Deserved.
Miss Sasha Colby.
Ate them all up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That coat, I want that coat, that final, that like coat. Big coat. And then when she took it off, and then the tits came out, and then she laid
over.
On the coat.
Over.
Oh,
in many ways, it was over from day one. Where did you watch it?
My friend's apartment.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was at home in Connecticut paying respects to Miss DeLuca, obviously, in our letting loose at the local gym and beach. And, you know, carrying on her legacy. And I watched with my whole family.
Mm.
Got first impressions from Dad. And actually, my whole family hasn't seen the season yet. So
I watched with haven't seen it
really?
Either. And they were like, oh, she needs to win, Sasha.
Right,
like,
right, right.
Yeah.
They really loved the first song, Anitra's song as well.
Lotus promo.
Lotus promo. When they said Lotus, they all looked at me. And I was like, yeah, we're associated with Lotus promo forever. I was very entertained. Should we talk about the finale now, or are we kicking that off later?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Okay. So thoughts, overall thoughts about the finale?
Overall thoughts, I loved the thread throughout of the messaging around like dragon community and the fact that they had the QR code up, I thought was really great.
Yeah.
And it was a more somber slash like emotional vibe, I felt.
It was definitely emotional, and it was sort of a call to action.
Yeah.
Protect drag a bit more serious and straightforward, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Jinx fucking slayed that performance.
Broadway, Chicago.
That was incredible. I wish they had played off the like introduction, like when Rue forgot her name.
Oh.
There was no like joke there, but I guess I understand why they didn't acknowledge it, but.
Because she did that at.
DragCon. When she was like,
y'all already know the words to this one.
Yeah. So I think there was like moments where I could tell that they didn't, you know, really go into like all the comedy, but loves Jinx.
Yeah. It was so every single finale has seemed to really be different from the other, in my opinion. We've gone from lip sync paloozas to obviously during the pandemic, things got very different. And then we've started doing the original songs, which.
I didn't know if that was, okay. I feel like it wasn't for the finale. Almost like I wish it was a challenge in the show.
Yeah.
Because I think we've talked about this before, like not everyone is a singer or like a song creator.
Right.
And that's fine. Like I don't need every person to do an original.
No.
And so it felt like a kind of a tough task to give a queen for a final moment was like, oh, this performance has to be an original song.
Yeah.
I wish they got to do something. I mean, it's cool if they want to do an original.
Yeah.
But I do wish that there was an option. I don't know. Maybe there was.
I think they were just all given a song to do.
Oh.
And I feel like some got better options than others.
Got it.
And I also feel like it probably has to do with licensing and the cost of paying for an expensive. They basically like paid for Doja Cat during the season. They were like, we will not be paying for more Doja. Yeah.
I texted you that. I was like, I wonder if they just don't want to have licensing fees so that they can keep the show on streaming forever.
Oh my God. Yeah, exactly. I also just feel like it kind of misses what makes Drag Race great in some ways because everyone likes to see it go down with a song they know.
Yeah.
So there is that little bit of a, I don't know, not a tension, but just like, okay, it's a bit of a missed opportunity because, you know, you think about.
You can't bop along while they're going off. I'm like, I don't know the words.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So unless it was Let Loose.
It should have been Let Loose four times, to be honest. Reset. Let Loose. It should have been. But you think of the Whitney Houston finale with the Petals, you think of the Britney Stronger, actually just the season 9 finale was very iconic for all the songs. And they did have the Britney lip sync palooza for like 13 or 14. It's just like, you want the bops that you
know. I noticed that with the friends I was watching too, is like they wanted to watch it because they were just excited to watch a finale.
Yes.
And then for the first hour, they were like, I don't know anything. Like what?
Yeah. I don't feel like they're very personal either. It needs to be their most personal lip sync song.
Their Britney jeans.
Yes, it does. They all come out. They're like, this is my least personal lip sync.
Yeah, but it was fine.
It was fine. And then, you know, it did not factor into the final viewing. I don't know if you saw me put this on the Discord. It happened to leak the moment they filmed it. And I wasn't going to say anything, obviously. And nobody said anything. And I was going to see if they were going to air it. But did you see what happened with Anitra?
I saw that a dancer was injured, but I didn't really notice it in the filming, like the actual show.
The extent of it was allegedly, according to the Reddit, that she fell on the dancer's leg / knee, completely out of the competition, out of the show, rendered incapable of dancing. And not only that, but that dancer was crucial in every single person's performance. So they then had to recalibrate every performance moving forward, fill in the gaps of that dancer. So what started as like a 20-minute break to like remedy this person then became like
hours.
I don't know how long it took, but they had to quickly rewire the performances, apparently, of everyone moving forward.
Damn.
And I think I'm probably reading into it because she was deservedly shook to be up against Sasha in the final two, but I felt like she was extra shook. Not that she did fine during the top two lip sync, but yeah. I just wonder if she was...
It was giving Gaga Super Bowl meets yeah. the blood at the VMAs.
Yes. She certainly did fantastic. And in any other season when you're not competing against Sasha Colby, like, would have easily continued to go all the way to the top, I'm sure. I guess I'm probably reading too much into it, but I'm sure that was in the back of her mind, everyone's mind. Like, oof, these things happen. Drag is not a contact sport,
no.
but sometimes it accidentally is.
Highlight of the night for me was the Orville Peck performance with all the queens.
Uh-huh.
And everyone just swaying.
Swaying.
And then the camera panning to Sugar, just not singing along like at all.
She was there to be glamour.
I was like, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but it was sending me. And then like the audience shot and everyone is swaying.
Yes. Yeah, that was a moment.
It's really funny. Oh, also the Lifetime Achievement Award mm-hmm. was very funny, but then the actual like bit with Bob Mackie was so sweet and
was
like, heartwarming.
So sweet.
But the intro leading up was like, and for the first time ever,
yeah.
the Giving Me Lifetime Award.
Giving Me Lifetime.
Yeah, it was a nice mix of camp and earnest
yeah.
and a little bit of seriousness with obviously the situation that's going on around the
yeah,
country.
Yeah, I thought the tone was actually spot on
yeah.
of being concerned yes. and...
They alert. Met the moment.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
And Rue looked great.
Well, when does she not?
Well, some could argue. I'm kidding.
Oh, God. Yeah, definitely. And I felt like we did not quite get enough from the previous contestants as we've done in prior finales. Like, maybe because we had the reunion, but I thought they could have had a little bit more fun
yeah.
with them. I do think Let Loose needed to be performed in some way. That was a missed opportunity.
I know. I would have scrapped the four originals.
Yes.
Done Let Loose.
Yeah.
And then maybe another group number, or I don't know what, but mm-hmm. yeah. Also, shout out to Willow Pill, that
Ooh,
tree outfit.
That outfit. Fantastic.
For the girls that get this reference, it's giving Life Weaver Overwatch 2 oh. his ult. Someone out there just got it and laughed. I can hear it out there somewhere.
It was funny watching my dad watch the finale because he's obviously supportive and has actually been to drag I've been with him to drag shows, but I don't know that he necessarily understands shade or like bitchy humor because Willow came out with her middle fingers up and he like put his hands
so
up.
So rude.
Like, what? Yeah, he was like, why? I didn't even...
Like, on TV? Yeah. They're allowed to do that now?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
It was funny to watch
I'm
that.
Teasing.
No, it was great. And obviously, shout out to Sasha. Just an incredible run, a legacy, and deserved. Flowers deserved.
She's an icon.
Mm-hmm.
She's a legend. And she is the moment.
Yeah. I was even afraid when we were talking to Sugar and Spice, we can cut this out or not. When they asked who we wanted to win, I felt bad saying Sasha, even just because I know
you guys will see.
I guess it's like because when you're talking to people who are in the competition too, it feels awkward to be like, oh, well, my fave was Sasha. I don't know. I guess it's not weird, but
oh, okay, I get what you're saying.
You know, like they're in the competition,
right?
So. But obviously,
like in the context of the whole conversation,
yeah,
it was fine.
Yeah,
yeah.
In any case, work.
Yeah. And again, if you would like to hear our interview with Sugar and Spice, you can check the feed here. And if you would like to watch, you can head on over to Patreon. It supports the podcast. It supports us. And I'm so excited to see what you guys think.
Yeah, to enter
I love it.
Our visual or era.
Taking the advice that we got from the conversation.
Oh, actually, we don't care what
I
you think.
I don't care what you think.
Yes.
I kind of do.
We're so excited but to not give a shit about what you have to say.
I love it.
And that's all that matters.
And that's all that matters.
That's right.
So, yeah.
We took a few notes.
Okay. Well, Sasha was giving us that high ponytail.
She
in
sure
that final,
was.
Which my friend called it. He was like, that bun is coming out and there's
going
to be
yeah.
a pony. And he had never seen the show yet.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, mm-hmm. So that pony came out. But there was another high pony that came out.
That's right.
This weekend.
And she did not postpone this tour this time.
Nope.
Janimis Jackson, If You're Nasty, officially kicked off the Together Again tour. in Florida, I believe, with the first date over the weekend. A over 40 track set list.
Wow.
Extensive. Lots of, I won't spoil it just now if you haven't looked yet, but of course the faves and deeper cuts aplenty, and the videos look great. She's dancing up a storm. Very excited to see her in Madison Square Garden. We've got a few more weeks to go until she's here. But
she looks good.
She looks good.
It feels like the world right before the pandemic hit, like when she was on that press tour and was like about to start.
Yep.
And then the world was like,
uh-huh.
And now that this is kicking back, it feels like there's someone just pressed play again.
Yes.
In a way.
They didn't press play on Black Diamond because that's still unreleased. So.
Well, I mean, who knows?
Yeah. Paging Miss Janet anytime now. We'll take it. At least we have Made for Now.
Underrated Bob.
One day we'll get her EP album that was promised. Maybe.
Well, speaking of mothers.
Yes. Speaking of mothers.
Literal, the mother.
There's a mother.
And her name is J-Lo. To some. No.
A but Sony recording artist.
The mother.
She is the mother.
On Netflix, not sponsored.
No. Yes, it was just announced just when you thought Meghan Trainor had fully devoured the word. The mother is coming. I will get the official synopsis so we have that clear. While fleeing from dangerous assailants, an assassin comes out of hiding to protect her daughter she left earlier in life.
She's an assassin in this?
She is.
Oh.
She is.
Assassin on the screens, not on the charts. I'm kidding. Sorry, that was cheap. That was easy.
You can direct all feedback to T. Kyle Mack.
I tease.
She's swiping people left and right to get into the studio and steal Ashanti's vocals. And... So, poppy singer J-Lo is now mother. It is chic. We'll have to see.
It's no Bond girl, but like it's chic. I love an assassin moment.
I know.
A cat suit with a heel. And doesn't she have like, is it a bow and arrow on her back? Like, like Lara Croft vibes?
Yeah. Or was it a J-Lo sniper?
Croft.
J-Lo Croft.
Oh my God, like Widowmaker. Mm-hmm. A J-Lo Widowmaker skin. I would buy it.
Yeah, it's like I think it's a gun.
Oh. She's going to be pointing at me.
Basically, the J-Lovers in the comments.
I can't.
That is the fan base name. J-Lover. I'm pretty sure J-Lover.
Oh.
They've got so many ones now. Jan Fam, J Lover,
Slay,
Potty Trainers,
Mariah Haters. Anyway, this poster's funny.
Yes.
I appreciated it.
And she is not the only pop star who's also an actress, I'll have you know. Recently announced as well on Netflix, a show called The Resident is coming from Shonda Rhimes, who famously, her greatest contribution to society, Crossroads, is now following that up. I don't think anything happened in between Crossroads and now, but she now has...
Sarcasm note for everyone.
It's sarcasm.
Just in case anyone took that literally.
In fact, she has a whole empire. We call it Shondaland. And she's doing a show called The Resident, which is described as... 132 rooms, 157 suspects, one dead body, one wildly eccentric detective, one disastrous state dinner. It's described as a screwball whodunit set in the upstairs, downstairs, and backstairs of the White House.
Oh.
And who else?
Who did it, Joe?
Who did it? That should be on the fucking poster.
I mean, hey, you guys can steal it. It's fine.
Who did it, Joe? Well, now joining the cast, along with a ton of names, is none other than Miss Kylie Minogue playing herself in this, which really threw me for a curveball, because what is Miss Minogue doing in the White House?
Maybe she's playing Lady Gaga looking for evidence of the insurrection.
Get out of my way. I'm looking for clues.
Maybe it's like set at the inauguration and she is like the singer that's been hired to do the national anthem and she's staying at the White House.
I could get into that.
And she goes and leaves rehearsal and then something
that
happens.
Or like a Maryland type of breathily singing happy birthday. I don't actually know when this is, if this is past or present. So maybe if it's a throwback, that would make sense. Or she could sing her criminally underrated track, Mr. President, from the Kiss Me Once era. But in any case,
she steals a bunch of classified documents and takes them to Australia with her. Inspired by true events.
Well, we should be so lucky. She's about to be on our screens. We're predicting American Renaissance Part 10. Because you never know with these shows, like Netflix, if this becomes Knives Out, a glass
British
onion,
Bake Off with Chigs,
or British Bake Off, you don't know how big this could get. Shondaland is also Bridgerton, and that fucking blew up. So
maybe I'll have to subscribe again.
Yes, I think you'll have to.
Oh, briefly, speaking of shows, I don't think we talked about it, but I want to recommend to everyone Swarm.
I think we
did. We
maybe we didn't.
I don't think we did.
No, we talked about it in the live chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, Amazon Prime, not sponsored. I do watch TV. I do watch things every now and then.
You do.
Absolutely loved it. Started, didn't stop. So good. I watched some of the episodes twice.
Wow.
Riveting.
We did talk about it because when you said that you watched it, people were saying like, oh, but you haven't seen Scream.
Yeah,
we were talking about the gore level.
I said, can everyone tell me, is this gorier than Scream, yes or no? And they said that it was.
Okay.
And I was like, really? I didn't feel like there was any...
I still have to see it. However, I really think you'd be able to get through at least the first three movies really easily. They're not... Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like people that like Legends Only would appreciate this show because of the references.
Right.
And the Black Mirror-ness of it.
For sure.
So look that one up.
And now you're nice to every pop star.
Yeah. This is what started the doxing thing. Like, why I'm so scared of, like...
Being doxed.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we describe where we go to dinner every week.
I know. I comment. Well, I'll talk about it later. But yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Well, speaking of death.
To all of them. And by that, we mean the Pussycat Dolls. Because the first lead singer of the group has booked a new gig.
I got a little a little tip from a friend that Miss Nicole Scherzinger was in Hell's Kitchen recently.
Oh, was she off doing poppers with Sam Smith?
No.
Again?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was a headline.
I want to do that.
Yeah, that was a headline. They had like spent a whole night out doing poppers. Like the headline was what was funny.
I've never done poppers.
Same.
I don't like the smell. It makes me nauseous.
Sam Smith reveals they did poppers with Nicole Scherzinger during a wild night out in London last year, but warns they're not good for you.
Bad reaction.
It's also funny because it's like, what if they're just doing poppers around the town? It's like, why?
We've seen that before, though.
We sure have.
Girls whipping them out at parties.
Oh, we saw that one time at Troop, right?
Yeah.
That party in the city, that girl, a gay, just handed her a bottle of poppers. She kept doing it during the Mario Kart game.
Sally Sue. That was her.
That was Sally Sue.
That was Sally Sue.
That was Sally Sue.
Get your life.
Well, as you know, we are avid fans of the stage, and we love Broadway, and especially musicals.
Let loose.
Let loose the musical when Death Becomes Her musical, starring Kristen Chenoweth in Meryl Streep's role, is in the works.
Wait, that's what this is?
I believe so. Am I lying? Is this not what it is?
I don't know.
Universal Theatrical Group will host a private reading for the new musical comedy Death Becomes Her in New York City this week, based on the 1992 film. The cast for the private reading includes Megan Hilty and Nicole Scherzinger as Viola Van Horn.
I wonder if that character is like...
It's based on the movie, yeah.
So it's a different character name?
Right.
Maybe they're changing the character names for something new.
Gotcha.
That's an interesting role for Nicole. It's like Carmeet shows up and she's like...
Literally.
For the potion.
Sitting in the audience. But this is a private reading of Death Becomes Her. This is like very terribly embarrassing. I don't know if that's like a normal thing that you do before the play...
I would
goes
assume
to the
so.
Stage, like a private reading of it.
Because if you're working on a pilot for a TV show that has an ensemble, mm-hmm. you usually get them together and do a screen test to see like chemistry.
Yeah.
Speaking of chemistry, we'll be talking about Kelly's new singles later too. But
oh, that's true.
It's probably that she's starting phase. Like they get the cast together. Let's do a table read. What's the vibe like?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So Scherzi will be returning. Of course, she was famously in Cats as well.
Yeah.
She would, all those photos of her. And yeah, I mean, she has that voice. She
does sing.
She does it all. Sings, dance, acts, sues.
Death Becomes Her featuring Nicole Scherzinger will be the single cover.
Death Becomes Her directed at Robin Anton.
No. 51%.
51%.
Oh, it's so tragic. Oh, just
yeah. Well, we'll
reunite,
see.
You idiots.
Well, we'll see how many of the dolls will be in attendance at this private reading. Gonna guess zero. I would say the things that Carmeet and Jay Sutta have posted in recent weeks have been very pointed about the 3-year anniversary of React and doing the acoustic version and allowing the girls to sing. So
it's all just so sad.
It is.
I hate all of it.
Me
like,
too.
Like, I'm joking about it, but like at the end of the day, I'm just like,
we still want the girl group to get back together.
Yeah. Never say never.
Never say never.
Well, speaking of Pussycat Dolls,
yeah,
Melody, who is also a singer,
mm-hmm,
is on the UK's version of Broadway. Well, I don't know what that's called.
The West End.
Yeah, that.
Yes.
In The Bodyguard.
Uh-huh.
And was interrupted during a performance by a screecher. Like, this was not even like a mild interruption. We will find the video and include it in like our Instagram recap. But there were people in the mezzanine just screeching the Whitney Houston song, like during this performance. They got kicked out.
Two audience members. They refused to sit down and stop singing.
Yeah. Nicole, what are you doing over there?
I was going to say, her name is Nicole. Like, drag her out by her hair as she's holding that crossbow when she did that stunt during America's Got Talent or whatever, when she was like, do you remember that? When she does a split and shoots the... That was a direct threat to Robin Anton. In any case, yeah, so unfortunately, Nicole was kicked out of that performance. A representative said they were disappointed that the last 10 minutes of the show needed to be canceled due to disruptive customers refusing to stay seated and spoiling the performance for others.
I would be so livid.
Sit down. Who raised you? Where do you think you are?
I don't even like really when people sing at concerts.
No, they should just stand there, like, in silence.
Sing along, but I don't want to hear you over
I've been watching these videos of the Eras tour, and the way that some people are screaming.
Yeah. Although,
I'm happy for them.
When people sound like Toad.
They all turn into Toad. Yeah.
Like, those videos are funny. So if you sound like Toad when you scream, you'll never go out of style.
Yeah.
Just do like one or two for the TikTok because it is funny.
But
then shut up.
Yeah.
You're not Kelly Clarkson. You're not Whitney. You're not Mariah.
You're not LaToya London. You're not Tamira Gray.
Nope.
You're not even Carmen Rasmussen. And that's saying something.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's bad out there. Take your ear plugs to these concerts, these stadium tours. They seem loud.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Mind your
ears. Did you see that video of Ice Spice performing and the caption says, no phones in sight, but it's everyone. Let me show you. I think I took a screenshot of it because I was like, this is so insane.
No phones in sight. That's crazy.
Look at this crowd.
Every person has the
every
phone in sight.
Single person. This, and then like they put the crowd up on the screen behind her. So it's all just wild.
That is wild. I'm certainly not one to talk. I got my phone out during every concert the whole time.
But you're not like that.
I guess.
I have an idea. I have a cure for that, I think.
Really?
I have a concept.
You can't speak it on the pod? Or...
Well, no, because then someone will steal it.
Yeah,
but like, if anyone out there listening works in like event production and you like understand where I'm going with this, like, hit me up, send me an email.
You
I have
an audience with 5,000 people with GoPros on their foreheads.
I mean,
yeah,
but... that's actually not a bad idea.
Strap it on.
Anyway,
give me your phone. Take this.
Whatever. It's fine.
Well, Melody, we salute you for your services.
We do.
We're sorry.
And we're holding out for a reunion one day.
Yeah, we're sorry someone sang over you. We know how close to home that hits on stage.
was bad.
So stupid. I really am just so sad that, yeah.
I know. We were going to go over. If they were not coming here, I was going there for the UK tour. For sure.
I clowned my passport appointment. I don't think I told you. Oh, fucking.
You said that you did your photo.
Yeah, anyway.
And you have to send your birth certificate. Well.
She's like, find out okay.
That you're not actually born the year you were born.
She's like, so do you have copies of this? And I'm like, no, why? And she's like, oh, because we take this. I'm like, what do you mean you take this? She's like, oh, like, they need to take the original. And I was like, in the mail? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, well, I have to come back. She's like, so do you have your photo? And I'm like, no, I thought you take that. She's like, no. I was like, God. Anyway.
Sounds like you're just faking your passport.
No, I want to go to Iceland.
Well, Bjork is waiting.
And she's like, okay, well, we'll see you soon. But just so you know, you're not going to get this for the summer.
Oh, not so cool like, for the summer.
Anyway, know who was singing and was not interrupted?
Who?
Kelly Clarkson.
That's true.
Because it is her show. And she covered Taylor Swift's Clean this
week. Of all songs, that's like your favorite Taylor song.
This was so unexpected.
It felt very directed and personal to you.
I was having a moment.
Yeah.
She ate Taylor up.
I got some DMs.
About what?
I very gently said the same. I just said, I'm so sorry, but
I'm not sorry.
Did the thing where she absolutely destroys the original Sorry to the Swifties, and I got some feedback on that.
Really?
Of course. My DMs are a war zone constantly.
But I've always said this, that she eats everyone up. She ate Till the World Ends Up.
Well, some people were like, you know what? And I do agree with this, you know, especially with a lot of the faves that we have, that a big vocal doesn't mean better vocal necessarily. However, I also feel
Heidi Montag
outsang many. Yeah. Yes. However, I actually feel is they represent two different stages of somebody's life. I think Taylor's is very innocent and sort of more younger. And I'm not saying Kelly's old, but that Clean came from a point of where she is now.
It's like what she did with Just For Now.
Yeah.
On the Christmas album, she transformed an Imogen Heap song that is like, I mean, the original is top tier.
That's a great example of like, love them both for entirely different reasons.
Yeah, and she turned it into a holiday, like a gathering song. Like, she completely flipped the meaning of it. So yeah, that's what I mean when I say she ate her up, is it just...
Yeah.
It transformed it into something newer that I connected
Kicking
more
Taylor
with.
While she's down as she just goes through a breakup. She's like, let me steal your song while we're at it.
Yeah, she's
fine.
Singing to 66,000 people
a night.
She's fine.
Breaking a record every single night. She's fine.
Get a good lawyer.
She's on her own, kid.
Speaking of Taylor, something that is cracking me up are the videos of her getting wheeled out in the different carts.
The janitor cart.
And
so incredible.
And so I guess the one the other night was like this janitor like with thing with like mops.
Yeah.
And everyone just starts screaming and cheering and the whole stadium is going crazy. And the camera work on this TikTok was like phenomenal because it's just mops.
Yeah.
In like a
box. People are screaming for the mops now. They know. They
it's
know
really
every
funny.
Detail of this. They've got it memorized. Well, they also to blow up her spot. She plays applause and then You Don't Own Me. And then she hits the stage every night. Like, that's how you know it's about to go down. Oh, yeah. I'm still deep into Era's tour talk. I've seen every show, whether I like it or not. The girls got some good secret songs this weekend. They were pretty devastated because they didn't get it for their own shows, but too bad.
Well, that's how I felt about A Thousand Doves.
Exactly.
And then, like, also not actually being able to go.
Right. We wish we were up there.
But,
yeah.
It's fine.
I know. She also walked out in her she stepped out for the first time near Cornelia Street downtown.
Yeah, she was in the city.
Yeah,
that was a serve.
Yeah,
that like subtle like little wave.
She doesn't do anything without intention, and she also doesn't get photographed regularly, like paparazzied very regularly without some sort of intention. So I feel like the girls are already studying those photos, and she's probably wearing an item of clothing that designates the next era and everything she's trying to say.
I saw the report that the pants sold out.
I'm sure they did.
That she was wearing.
I saw that dog has become a bit of a star that was in the background of the photos, who was just like happily looking at Taylor Swift. Yeah, she was just downtown, and there's like one TikTok, and the girl, she's walking by, and the girl's like, love your pants.
Yeah.
That's like all you can muster in that moment.
And then they sold out.
Yeah. Good for her. And she was in London town filming something, presumably Speak Now content, or some people thought vigilante shit. That's the Swiftie update. She literally zoomed off to England, filmed something or things, and came right back.
I could see it being vigilante shit.
Yeah.
I was trying to look at the view count on like the stream count on our YouTube to see like what she would pick next. And that one's like up there.
She's definitely ready.
And Midnight Rain, I think, is up there too.
Yeah. She's readying Speak Now, though. She's also teasing it on tour.
Oh, with the letters.
The letters.
On the shirt. What did it spell out?
They've slowly been spelling out Speak Now, Taylor's version.
Oh.
Yeah. She's a sneaky snake.
And she owned it.
She sure did. Everybody agrees.
Well, on the subject of funny Taylor Swift TikToks, I think that's a perfect segue into a little bit of TikTok talk. Have you seen Xtina's impact? There is now whole talks. And I saw the TikTok and promoting it.
I thought it was a joke, and I thought you fell for something, as usual. But whole talks is apparently real.
Oh, it's real.
Provided by Lushful Aesthetics, which is already a name I trust. Anal Botox, geared toward making bottoming easier by preventing rips, tears, and the assorted incidents. I don't even know if that's like medically,
I don't know,
accurate or advisable. I'm going to guess it's not great.
I don't know.
I don't think you should be doing that.
What, putting Botox in your hole?
Yeah.
Is it even I don't even know what it actually is. It's hole tox.
It says anal Botox. Oh, yeah, but it's
there's
called
smart tox,
right?
Armpit tox, hole tox.
Uh-huh. Oh.
That's TikToks.
Yeah.
I just thought this was funny because I'm like, I'm curious if this is like an Xtina fan being like, I saw smart tox and now we're going to do hole tox.
Probably.
Yeah.
What orifice hasn't been toxed at this point?
Maybe gagged.
Well, I guess, you know, we'll find out if the girls are hole toxing. I'll find out soon enough.
Hey, I would probably try it for a check at this point. Next video podcast, I need my smart tox and my hole tox. Yeah. It'll look good on camera now. Everyone's going to be holding me to it. And then I can put the legal copy that she does where it says actual patient.
Right.
Did you see that? That's sent me.
Her new post, actual patient.
Actual patient.
I enjoy it.
Oh, you're glowing. Did you do something different? Yeah, I did whole talks. I could tell.
Freshly talked. Yes.
Something different about you.
Whatever.
Good luck to everyone. Good luck.
Yeah.
Maybe don't do that. Ask a doctor.
Yeah. I don't. Well, it's also it's also Coachella this week.
It is.
And have you seen Keylon's new TikTok Live character? I believe last night was the debut.
No.
And I watched a lot of it. I was up.
It's truly a new character?
Yes. I believe this is a new character. Okay. Georgita, the Coachella influencer that is staying at a villa by the festival. And it was so fucking funny.
Coachella has truly become... Actually, I haven't heard a lot about it this year.
No, she kind of fell off.
She did fall off a little bit.
Flopchella.
It's really just being discussed like a normal festival or not even at all. I don't know. I don't know what that says about society.
I mean, I also didn't really go looking for it
either. There's still like the influencer tents and everything. Everyone's still getting their merch and stuff.
Maybe everyone's still editing their reels.
Probably.
Because, you know, Instagram used to be a photo app when Coachella was the thing. Now it's like a reel.
Yeah. So they're taking their videos in front of the carousel.
Yeah.
Waiting for James Charles to move so they can take their video.
Waiting to see the shadow.
Excuse me, sister. Shadow. No.
Yeah. The shadow and the. Yeah. Yeah. If you know, you know.
If you know.
And the heat map cat suit, if you know, you know. But anyway, so Keylon debuts this new character, and there was a moment where he hops on live with random strangers, obviously.
Mm-hmm. This is It's Iconic, by the way, that we're discussing.
Terry Joe
fame.
And this woman hops on, and she's speaking full Spanish. And he fully goes bilingual.
Yeah.
Speaking in full, like, Spanish. Mm-hmm. And I was like, the talents just keep coming out. So he's obviously in this character and he starts flirting with the woman a little bit. Uh-huh. And then asks her in Spanish if she likes homosexuals. Uh-huh. And she goes, no, like deadpan.
No te gusta la homosexuals?
No.
Oh!
It just like, it's so funny. Yeah.
It's the gift and like, that keeps on giving.
Everyone kept asking about the villa. Like, why is your villa so empty? Mm-hmm. Where's the music?
Yeah.
I very much enjoy the stuff that he does.
He's a talent. And he wasn't the only talent at Coachella.
No.
Slay!
We did hear one thing that happened, or saw one thing. Well, she's preparing the release of her album, but before that comes out, Miss Bebe Rexha made an appearance at Coachella.
Boobs out and everything. Tits out and everything.
Giving you blue.
Yeah, this was a good...
good outfit.
Look.
Yes. She came on stage and did I'm Good Blue. Little surprise.
Ugh, I would have lost my shit.
Oh, absolutely. I hit up Spice, actually. I said, watch out for this, because Bebe texted or tweeted, I'm going to have a surprise. So I sent that, and I was like, because they're at Coachella. I
yeah.
was like, watch out for Bebe. Mm-hmm.
Bob.
We need them to interact.
Oh, literally. We need Sugar to put on the My Heart Wants What It Wants wig.
Yeah.
And Spice can do like the old Bebe look.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a concept.
That is a concept. We gave them plenty in the interview.
Bebe could do a Pride performance.
Here we go.
Look at this. The inspiration.
God.
Anyway, back to the East Coast.
Back to the East Coast.
The best coast.
Yeah. There's a lot happening in the city right now.
If everyone would look back at everything she's been saying, praying and preaching and saying and praying.
And then repenting and sort of recanting a bit.
Yeah.
Marguerite Perrin, perhaps better known as the God Warrior, has resurfaced. And she's become a TikTok icon.
Yep.
We've already established that she has since become a gay ally back in 2019 when she stepped out on the scene waving a rainbow flag.
Yep. She was spotted by gays. And it was posted on Twitter.
Yep. The story is actually very emotional. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. She had lost her daughter, who was featured in that episode.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it was her gay friends who really rallied around her and championed her and supported her in that dark, difficult time. So I think she's had a real change of heart, maybe about acceptance and tolerance. And yeah, she in 2019 took a big pick in Hell's Kitchen with the LGBTs. And basically, in the past week, she's been dancing up a storm in the streets.
Oh, yeah, she's having a blast.
It was the video of her, I believe it was Nicki Minaj's I Get Crazy.
Yeah, she's been posting a bunch of TikToks.
Yeah.
And then she was dancing with the performers that were on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this happened to you, but I liked that video and like saved it.
Yeah.
And then I started to get other videos of them performing from other angles.
Yes.
That's my favorite part about TikTok.
You know what?
Is when you get the angles.
Exactly. Like, thank you for spying on me because I want to see the other sides of this story. I don't care that you're
one spying
super invasive.
That I support.
Yeah. Yeah. You also just, if somebody tells this like story time, if you watch it through, you will get the resolution in a few days or weeks. It just knows. Mm-hmm. It'll fill you in. But yeah, she's around town. So if you see her, say hey.
Did you see the comment that I wrote?
What did you write?
So she posted a TikTok and was like, I'm in the city. Like, where should I go? And I wrote, Moms in Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Let's invite her. Let's
God
go.
God Warrior, Mom's Waiter, us. Let's see how that goes down
Queen
in the bathroom.
Karaoke
with the God Warrior.
She has moves.
She absolutely does.
Like, she's fucking working it.
She is. Good for her.
Let's go try to find her later.
Honestly, blessing our lives.
Marguerite!
Marguerite!
Let's get on TikTok. It's just me screaming in the background, shaking.
Well, she's not the only thing moving and shaking in the streets.
No, she's not.
The rats.
What has become a staple of this podcast is tracking the rat situation in the city, which once again has run amok. Not that it was ever unmucked. It's just more muck than usual.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new rat czar in town.
They finally announced.
Yeah. The position was filled. We did notice when the job application went up. Wasn't it like $110,000 or something like that?
It was a lot.
Yeah. Well, this person is in charge of eradicating the rats.
Yeah.
Good luck, sweetie.
I mean, this is no joke. Like,
no.
People who work in like biology and like urban science and all of that shit, that's like a whole, have you, like, do you know all about that?
That it's not good.
Well, yeah, I mean, but like, it's a, like, it's re- they're really smart people is what I'm going with.
Oh,
as,
I thought
like,
you meant,
as I
like,
can't
as,
find the words to describe it.
I thought
it.
You were saying that it's like a big biological problem.
Well, yeah, but it's also like the Rat Czar was like a funny title,
yeah.
But the actual job is like very, requires like a lot of like smart
skill and experience, yeah. And knowledge.
And I only know this
behavior
because of the ladies that work in the Central Park.
Yes.
That told me all about the lantern flies and like the science of it and why they're attracted to certain things and the heat. Mm-hmm. And they were telling all the science behind it.
Oh.
You know, more useless information.
Well.
But.
We certainly know where the rats are hanging in this city.
Apparently there was one in my basement.
Oh.
Yeah. I heard one of my neighbors telling our super.
Have you ever had one in the apartment?
No, but there was something crawling like in my window the other day. I had a bee fly in my window the other day.
Oh.
Yeah, a bumblebee.
Well, that's cute.
I had to kill it. Oh. And then I started crying. I felt so bad.
Another day of slaying the bees.
It felt so bad. Oh, is that bad to say?
The Texas Bee Works lady is really going to be pissed at you.
Well, if it stung me, I would have had like an allergy attack.
Out.
With what?
With some sage. Should have.
Oh, I do have the.
Yeah, you could have snuffed it out.
I tried.
Well, karma's got her kiss for you.
Swarm promo.
Swarm.
It's like that episode of Black Mirror when the
uh-huh.
the robot bees.
Yeah.
I heard what you said about J-Lo. Stings me. I have an allergic reaction and die in my own apartment. Got her.
Well, anyway, good luck, Rat Czar.
Yeah, you need it.
You need it.
They're everywhere. It's bad.
They go to the gym with me. They're all around my apartment. They are here, there, and everywhere. They were in my walls. Not my new apartment.
Oh,
but
I
the
have
one
heard
previously.
That, yeah.
Skitter scattering.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard them nestling. That's.
They were here before us. They will be here after us.
They sure will. Rats, cockroaches, and Cher.
Slay.
Well, technology is hopefully advancing for the eradication of rats. It's also advancing on our phones and computers with AI, including the latest incident involving AI.
Viral sound.
Is Miss Ariani singing, quote unquote, Drake's passion fruit.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
Okay, I know we've talked about AI and how horrifying it is.
Yep.
But this was a fucking bop.
She made the points.
Like, I was like, wait a minute. But I think we were talking about how it could be cool to use as a pitch for like a demo to be like, hey.
I do think session singers are definitely about to be out of work.
Like, so we don't support that.
Broad scale. Life evolves and technology evolves and people lose their jobs because they become rendered irrelevant or whatever. But
then new things come up.
New things come up. But yeah,
rat czars.
Rat czars. I will say that we're probably moment of silence for session singers because I don't see the point if we can do a Rihanna AI of having to pay somebody to do that anymore, which is really sad.
Well, you know, she's only one artist, so I feel like true lovers of music will continue to use like real.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But this certainly does. It's still spooky.
Yeah, it is. But this like bopped a bit.
Well, Ariana.
I was shook.
Spoke out.
Yeah, on TikTok.
Yeah. Not AI. Ariana. No, it was the real Ariana. Rare social media content because right now she's in the middle of filming, as you know, Tikal and I love Broadway and musical theater. Wicked.
We will once Nicole Scherzinger is there.
That's
doing
true.
Death Becomes Her.
That's actually true. Wicked, which we've seen countless times. In the form of drag performances, the one song, Defying Gravity.
Yeah.
So we kind of know what happens during the show.
And Popular, I know that one.
Uh-huh. But she spoke out because people had a lot to say, because don't they always?
Yeah.
I thought it was a nice message.
It was.
I think it was.
It's unfortunate that she had to do it, though, like in the middle of this big project that she's working on. It's like.
She basically spoke out because a lot of people have been voicing concern or opinions, really, about how she's looking lately in photos. And creating their own conclusions about how she is. And she basically said, hi, by the way, the body you're comparing me to, you know, the before and after photos, I was very unhealthy and depressed, and I've never been healthier or feel better than I do right now. And it's just one of those, you never really know what somebody's going through, good or bad situations. And she just asks that everybody maybe comments less on people's appearance and what they think that means, and whether or not they look good, healthy,
yeah,
and what that means. So it was a nice little moment to hear from her, although not a great subject matter, I suppose. But always good that they put somebody in their place.
Yeah, I like that she did it in a way that was like, she didn't just go on live and tell everyone to shut the fuck up.
True.
She like actually, it was, she spelled. She,
yeah,
it was educational. It was it like, was. Hey, you're making these comparisons. You actually are creating a judgment based off of a appearance,
yeah,
not something internally. You can't judge someone's health based on their appearance.
And I liked
so
what
don't
she
comment
said.
On it.
She also said, and if that person was going through something, it really would not help for you to pile on and add it, because they probably know that something's
yes.
going on.
Yes. Or it's out
I
of
thought
their
that
control.
Was a great point.
Or like,
yeah.
You just don't know.
You just don't know. I liked that point a lot.
Yeah.
It's like as if, you know, if they are going through something, they probably know they're going through something. Yeah. You don't need to like let them know that.
Exactly.
So.
Especially too, did you see the like trend that was happening with like the Twitter, what's an insult you'll never forget?
Yes.
With all of the gays, it was all like Grindr screenshots of people being called fat. Like
that. Oh, the person called them fat.
Yes.
And
so
the Grindr screen. Okay.
It was a lot of gay men sharing these screenshots where they were insulted on Grindr. And it was like the common thread through. And I was like, damn, like this is really a thing. Like, obviously I've gotten it, but like, it's like, fuck.
Yeah. Well, awful. People get real brave on those apps.
Yeah.
Comment on bodies for sure.
Like there was one, it was this guy and he's a baker. Like that's his profession. And then someone responded and was like, you should eat less of the cakes that you make.
Oh, God.
I'm like, what the?
See.
Listen to Ariana and stop commenting on that shit.
I don't respond well to it. I like go off on people sometimes, or I'll just block. But
yeah,
if you've got something to say,
say
I'll go off
favorite.
On them.
Well, oh my God, what's that reference?
Anyway.
Oh, the girl from Vine. I don't care about my haters. And if you want to fight me, then fight me. Everyone keeps saying I'm like 2-9 years old. I'm 11, so shut the fuck
shut
up.
Shut the fuck up.
It's basically what Ariana said on TikTok.
Yeah.
She snapped there.
She did.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway.
Enough about that. Listen to Ariana. Keep your rude comments. Well, I don't think anyone listening to this is like mean, but well.
Some of you.
Anyway. okay, so not TikTok, but dipping into sort of some new music this week in social media. Did you see the big Lo-Fi Girl?
I did.
Reveal?
I did. I'm a little spooked.
She ate this up.
Yeah.
This was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to set the scene for everyone, there was a YouTube channel and whole experience playlist, etc., of Lo-Fi Girl, who is this cartoon character. And you can go on YouTube and you can listen to this really chill music. And she's just sitting at her desk.
Usually just studying, sitting at her desk.
Yep. Her cat.
The cat's there, and it's just a continuous loop of music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like lo-fi chill beats, whatever it's called or something. It's very popular. You just put it on in the background.
Recently,
the girls who stare at the girl, because for most people, you just keep it on in the background. You don't even watch the video.
Yeah, and the animation just loops.
Yeah.
But it started to change a little bit. Mm-hmm. There was a little window blinking in the distance.
Yes.
And then she turned and looked at it. And then she was typing on her computer. And then she started moving. And I was following the lore on TikTok.
Yes.
And lo and behold, turns out the window across in the distance is now a new lo-fi boy, guy, whatever. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That does synthwave. And it was this big reveal. And it was so cool.
And eventually she got up.
Yeah.
And there was nobody at the desk. And everyone was like, what's happening?
They're like, oh my God, they're dating.
So now there's a new channel.
Yeah.
Or a new video on the channel for synthwave music.
Yep.
With a man. Is he sitting at a desk?
Yeah.
I thought it was so clever. They made it such a slow segue.
Yeah. She's live. He's live. He's sitting at his computer. His lava lamp's going. He just took a sip of coffee. His room is so cool. It's like very 90s looking.
Love that.
Yeah. I just thought this was really creative and cool and... You know, I just enjoy that.
Yeah, I loved the reveal. I knew you would love that too. When I saw the lore pop up, I was like, oh my God, that's such a cool idea.
Yeah, bops.
Created a panic in the industry. We do have some bops this week as well. Some bops and bangers. Let's kick things off with the new music with Romy is back with a new song called Enjoy Your Life.
Slay!
Honestly.
Spilled.
Spilled. The message loud and clear. And also, this is like 3 for 3, I think, now for Romy of like perfect bops. Previously worked with Stuart Price and Fred again. They're back together again on this song.
It's so good.
It's really, really good.
And it's no ringtone bop. It's like a solid dance moment.
Right.
The lyrics, she spilled.
She did spill. She had a song in 2022 called Strong with Stuart Price and Fred again.
Bop.
Which kind of ushered in this maybe trance is coming back
you
feeling.
You don't have to be so strong.
That was a sample from the song.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's this is also the right way to do like personal without being so in your face about it, because that song was very emotional about comforting someone and loss and things like that. And in this one, she's talking about like her mother's advice to live your life and all of that. And she had lost her mom when she was young. So it's like deeper than just a dance song, basically.
This is the best kind of trance dance.
Yes.
Is when you want to start sobbing, but the music is like uplifting and it's just
tears on the dance floor.
It's optimism in sound form.
Yeah.
It's like this sad thing happened, but
I
don't have to be so strong.
So Enjoy Your Life is about enjoying your life.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
The concept for the video circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
That's exactly what we are here to do.
It is. And you enjoyed your life this weekend.
I did. I got my life and my tits out at the local beach.
Yeah. You texted me and you were like, should I go to the beach or watch Drag Race? And I was like, you heard what Romy said.
Mm-hmm.
Go and enjoy your life.
I know. I did manage to do both, but yes.
Time management.
Time management. Shout out to Anchor Beach in Milford, Connecticut.
Let loose.
Let loose.
Well, I had told you that it was giving me a little bit of Jessie Ware, Free Yourself.
Yes.
This track. And Jessie has a new track out this week as well. Begin Again.
Begin Again. We are three or four songs now into That Feels Good, the new album from Jessie Ware.
And they do feel good.
They, in fact, do feel good. It's a concept.
Yeah.
Yes, this one was done during the lockdowns. It was recorded through one of those, you know, Zoom studio sessions. And she said she wrote it basically feeling frustrated and wanting to reconnect with people, inspired by her time in South America, Brazil. We're talking about you again.
RT.
And she described it as the song she wanted to make after Remember Where We Are from the end of What's Your Pleasure.
Like, I want to be where you are.
So, love it. Loving the vibe of this record. Jessie Ware is really hitting her stride as a disco chanteuse.
When does the full album drop?
April 28th, I believe.
Oh my God, like
soon.
Was that next week?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're about to have it.
We're about to let them have it. Till the pearls fall now.
The pearls are about to fall.
Yeah. Tits.
Exactly. The album is very unapologetically about, you know, dancing.
I wish she did like a Lana album title moment where it was like, shake your tits until the pearls fall off under the bridge at Mom's in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. That was the original title.
I still can't stop. I know this is like some people will get it, but like silicone footprints in Murray Hill is still like, I just will randomly think about it and I just start cracking the fuck up. Like, I don't know why I think it's so funny.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
And shout out to the listeners who helped me with that problem. It did go away with a little dish soap and a dream. So,
yeah,
you know,
shout out to all of our Discord participants, the girls on Patreon. Thank you all for supporting the pod and giving us life hacks.
Life hacks for important life issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At first, when I read the dish soap comment, I thought they were like gargling dish soap. I was like, wait, what?
That's your problem, not mine. Well, speaking of euphoric, up-tempo, dancing queens that certainly appeal to the LGBTs in the room, we also have the latest song from Alison Goldfrapp's upcoming The Love Invention out on May 12th. This new song is
same
called...
Same day as All-Stars.
Gay rights.
Did you see the teaser?
Good teaser.
For Drag Race.
I like that she's actually doing something in this promo.
It's a good promo shoot. Yeah.
It's very lucky on the red carpet.
Know, Rue was like, I want to do the Lucky music video.
Yes.
Okay, now I even like it more.
Yeah, I'm into it. Anyway, this is Alison Goldfrapp has a song called Never Stop. It kicks off the album.
Hilary Duff also has a song called Never Stop.
She does.
If you didn't know.
She does. This was plagiarized. But this is just yet another
bop
from the record, which is a standout album of the year. I will just say that now. I'm very excited for everyone to hear the record. I really am excited for people to hear the whole album as a whole in one go. But yeah.
Oh, what are you?
I don't know. But anyway.
What are you up to?
I have no idea. Highly recommend this one and getting into all of the songs from Miss Alison Goldfrapp's debut. This was also done with the legendary Richard X of Sugar Babes, Annie, Rachel Stevens collaboration fame. So this is right up my alley. Yeah.
Well, see you soon. May 12th is not that far away.
It sure isn't. And how can we lose if we're already chose? There's a new song on the horizon. Well, not so new. It's just been spiced up a bit.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
New Music Friday. I have another remix out. Ding-a-ling, the T. Kyle remix. The boys want to know. Hold up, you know I'm a Zwal. It is out. Surprise.
Surprise, bitch. Yeah. DJ... No, not DJ yet, but producer. T. Kyle, official remix 2.
Yes.
You're really in your remix era. I was very excited for people to hear this one.
Same.
This is so fun.
I was going off to this.
It's really memeable. I feel like you can play it with just different clips of people dancing. You know, I love a DeSesso fam moment or just, you know, It's really, it could be for the TikTok girlies for sure.
Yeah.
I said it on our interview, but I love the way that we've pulled out certain lines from it. That's like so, it makes it really good that the spice things up a bit. The repeated moment is so fucking good.
I'm very
boys
proud
wanna
of
know,
this
boys
one.
Boys want to know.
Like, I'm so proud. I mean, I was so proud of my first one too, but like this one was stuck in my head. Like I finished it and then it was like stuck in my head and I started like singing it out loud. Yeah. And I was like, oh, wait, oh my God.
So
it's
fun.
It's catchy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's out now.
That's out now. Support Spice and T. Kyle.
Yeah. Stream now.
It's so crazy that now our new music roundups are just going to include you every week.
I mean, hey, I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I would be honored.
Yeah. Well, this is so funny. It is kind of the convergence of both of us. We always talk about maybe projects I'm writing about or interviewing people I don't know, and you're remixing I don't know. At
this
the same
like
time,
the fusion of the two.
We like to drop. We're not, you know, Taylor Swift's not the only one. We like to drop off Easter eggs here and there.
I didn't tease this one at all.
You didn't tease this one.
You were the only person I knew.
I know that is true.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna have to. I like.
I didn't
I like
jinx
an Easter
anything,
egg moment.
You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
But.
Well.
Bop.
And it's not the only Spice that released this week. Miss Ice Spice is back with Princess Diana, re-upped, reloaded, and now...
Still a bop.
Harajuku Barbie vibe. Nicki Minaj on the track and on the label, now under Miss Nicki Minaj.
And with a new video.
Barbs. She's here now. Yeah, yeah.
I love her voice.
I know.
It's like,
it's just
oddly,
cool.
I don't want to say like ASMR, but like, it's so comforting.
That's exactly it.
In like a, even though she's like spitting like really fast bars, It's also like oddly, I feel,
soothing.
Right.
Yeah.
I just love listening.
There's a confidence or like a casualness, even though it's not obviously casual. That is, it's just good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
She's our Princess Diana. Yeah. So, and more to come from Nikki very soon, but we did discuss that in the after show last week.
Yep.
So we'll see.
That will be out next week.
Alone.
Alone.
Not so alone.
No.
Well, I think it's time we discuss our one true American Idol.
Yeah.
We've talked about this for literally years. She's here now. Kelly Clarkson is back with Oh Me, Oh Mine.
Hey!
The first two songs from Chemistry out in June, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Ahead of her brief 10-day only Las Vegas residency.
Only 10 days.
10 days. I work.
Only 10 days.
two different vibes. What did you think?
So I, imagery-wise, did you see the split where it talks about like side A, side B?
Mm-hmm.
I love that inverted.
That back cover image?
Yes.
So good. I loved that
like,
too.
Like the imagery of this album, because she's not always been like a
she's hit or miss
album art
in a big
girl.
Way. Yeah, she will sometimes relegate that to like bottom of the list of priorities.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
But this is a step up and I'm really liking it. It's cool. It's like haunting.
Yeah, the Chemistry album cover.
Yeah.
Giving sort of ghostly vibes.
Mm-hmm. I don't dislike the tracks.
Same.
But I listened and I was like, I can't relate to this feeling that you're singing about. But like, she sounds great. You can hear in her voice that she's singing from a place like the opposite of Ellie Goulding, where she's like, this is my least personal. I feel like with this, you really feel.
You feel it.
The energy coming through.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't know what it feels like to be in love. And I don't know what it feels like to have someone like I've never felt loved. So I can't relate.
Oof, that sounds very sad.
Well, it's true. But like, you know, so when she's singing about it, I'm like, okay.
Well, I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just think it kind of comes down to genre a little bit more. The adult contemporary vibe, especially of me, is not necessarily for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, I found more interesting vocally and musically a bit
same,
more.
Same, and lyrically.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
I think there's more to dig into with that one. I'm grateful that it is not heartbeat song.
Yes. It's not like cheesy. It's like, it's raw.
Right.
I may not be able to, I won't be like, you know, well, I mean, you never know down the line. She got rid of the cheese.
She got rid of the cheese, and but left like, the flowers.
Oh.
See, the thing is, and I was having a little
conversation
with somebody who is a listener of the pod. And when I was at the beach, questioned why I hadn't posted about the songs. And was a little pushy with me about not supporting the songs.
What is going on in your DMs?
My DMs are a fucking war zone. I don't know where people get off on the feeling comfortable enough to like come after me about everything. But anyway, I'm stepping down from my ledger.
Why didn't you promote me and mine?
Literally, that is what happened.
Really?
So yes. Yes.
What the?
So I just say, you know what? Like, I'm very happy for her, number one. Number two, vocally, slay. Undeniable.
Oh, I mean, hello.
Hello. Like, it's a Kelly Clarkson
I've
vocal.
Always said, and I think I've said this on the pod before, if I was ever a billionaire, I would try to save the world first, but I would also be selfish and invest in Kelly Clarkson covering my entire discography.
Right. You did say that.
Yeah.
That is part of your game plan.
Yes.
Agreed. I just think, you know, and there was sort of a challenge to me of like, you know, that maybe it wasn't my cup of tea. And I'm like, the Kelly I love that can resonate with me the most, give me a Sober, give me Chivas Irvine, give me a
Breakaway.
I mean, My December, all a Breakaway. There are her rawest moments in the past that I've really resonated with. And then there are the up-tempo Since You've Been Gone's, of course, that I love. This just didn't totally strike me. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Again, I don't rate it like Heartbeat Song or Love So Soft.
No.
Like, I think it's better than that, in my opinion.
Oh, it's elevated, yes, 1,000%.
I'm just not fully... It's not because of you. It's not like...
But even with... I feel like with Because of You and Sober...
Piece by Piece,
certainly. Even some of those songs that I think are like top-tier Kelly,
yeah.
I don't necessarily go back to all the time because I'm not in that headspace.
True. It also is
like I don't have sober on repeat, but like if I'm in a moment,
I kind of do. But yeah,
like if I'm feeling like
if I want to cry, I do put it on.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I also think it happens to be about when it hits in your life. If certain things, you know, Kelly did hit in that sweet spot when we were really malleable in our teens.
Yeah.
We are not divorced mothers. That is true. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I can't pretend. I don't want to like pretend anymore that
I
love everything but I don't dislike it. It's
no,
just like, okay.
I think it's elevated. I think it's mature. I think she sounds great. I feel like it's raw. Mm-hmm. I appreciate like even just the visuals, how like she's not like overly retouched. I also was like really appreciating. I'm like, you are giving us like you in this. Just because I don't have it on repeat doesn't mean that it's like a negative in any way, shape, or form. It just means that like I haven't personally dealt with a heartbreak in any recent years, so I'm not connecting to the lyrics that you're singing about.
Mm.
But My December, when that came out, mm-hmm. I was absolutely in a tumultuous moment in my life and connected 1,000% to like a lot of those lyrics.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, that's an element of it for sure. Yeah. I definitely, genre-wise.
I also have a theory that I was... Because I'll sometimes go back and listen to like last week's episode, like a couple days later.
Yeah.
And you'd made a comment about how people aren't listening to new music.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that. I was like, why is that? Because I kind of noticed myself
I've only listened to Nicola Roberts' Beat of My Drum for the past week and I caught myself.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time, to be honest, keeping up with new music, both literally. There's too much or it feels like too much.
And spiritually. Yeah.
Because I feel more connected to the music that came out then a decade ago or longer lately.
I have two theories behind it.
Okay.
I think one is a comfort thing.
Yes.
I think that people find comfort in
for sure.
past movies, TV, music.
Yeah.
But two, I also feel, and especially like if we go back to our Britney podcast, the way that albums and songs connect to experiences in life, I feel like right now, and this is not a negative, it's not that I'm like in a bad space or like a really great space. I feel like I'm in a limbo space of like this new transitional phase of my life, and it's exciting. And I think I've felt more excited by it in recent weeks, but there's not an album recently that I've kind of connected to that like I want to...
I've had albums since, but I think right now it's not hitting enough for me right now.
Yeah.
But it comes in waves. I've caught myself lately just being like, oh, I'm not fully engaged in the new tunes. There are some albums coming up very soon, for instance, that I'm excited about and really, really love and stand out for the year. But I just... It also feels like...
You're not alone in that, though.
We're also doing a lot just to say that we're like... okay on the new Kelly, but I think it's because Kelly means a lot to both of us and also came at a very important part of our lives, and so when it's someone like that, you want to really justify it and you want to really like clarify because we both rank her in our legends binder and our legends in our minds. So I don't know, I'm just not there yet with the songs. I'm not.
No, me neither.
But she sounds great. But like her version of Clean took my attention.
Like chill. I got like full body chills.
Yeah.
Hearing that.
I'm excited to hear the full record. It sounds like it's going to be a full spectrum of sound and topics. And she talked about on the IG Live that there will be lyrical moments similar to my December.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Sound like Breakaway. And
I feel like this is the right songs for the start, though. It's like everyone knows that you've been going through this tumultuous thing.
Yeah.
You're talking about it in your first songs out. There's been a long wait for new music. I think it's just it's so weird that you get DMs like that
all the time.
Really?
I think people feel very connected to us through the podcast and feel a sort of, I don't want to like be disrespectful to the vast majority of people who are awesome. It's just some people feel comfortable challenging the stuff I post or asking why I haven't written a review of this or interviewed them or why I don't love this song. And I don't feel like I have to respond to everybody.
No, because if you wrote a review and sang a praise for every single album and song that was ever released, it removes the genuine, like, honesty.
Yeah, that's true too.
Because when you really love something, it's obvious. Like,
yes.
And I feel like for me, too, it is.
Yes. I always want to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to get to that place where I'm just fake promoting
so
everything.
So then how about I show everyone the text where you said that this is the worst Kelly Clarkson song you've ever heard?
God, that text probably does exist when Heartbeat Song came out. I probably was like, this is our worst nightmare. When Heartbeat Song came out, that was truly like a...
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I remember when I filmed that Vivo thing with her.
Yeah, it was for
and it
that.
It was for Heartbeat Song. And the producer was screaming at me and kicked me in the back of the leg and was like, dance to it. And I was
this
like...
You're going to play it. You're going to
sing like,
it.
I was like, I don't... She's a performer, not me. I'm like, I'll... It's like, what?
Well,
whatever.
It also wasn't...
Boring!
It just wasn't that deep. It was.
It's really not.
I think it's sweet that people really care about my opinion of music.
I don't care.
Exactly. So when it doesn't match up with theirs, I think they're sad or something. I don't.
But like if you're listening to it and like you're feeling that moment, like why do you need someone else to validate it? Like just love, if you love the song
just
and it's like
love it.
Connected to you, mm-hmm. like then...
And I'm not going to be the person who
share
shits
that.
On the song and is
no.
just like, this should have been my December. Where like
this would fit on my December, I feel, as a whole.
Yeah.
Inside of me. See what I did there?
Whole.
Yeah, well, whole talks.
Little whole talks.
Wow, I can't wait for this episode to publish. And you're going to be fully canceled by the Clarksonators.
Yep. We've seen her 5 million times live, and I've already given her so much of my money.
Oh, Hammerstein. Oh, so good.
Yep. Radio City.
Tom's River Fest.
Yep.
Iconic.
I think Irvine Plaza maybe once for like a showcase or something. I don't know.
Our meet and greet with, what was that company? Like Cricket or something?
Cricket Mobile.
And when she remembered me.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
She said, you're the little stalker.
No, she did not. It's still so funny to me that she watched that YouTube video.
I know.
That was funny.
Anyway, we love Kelly.
Yeah, of course we do.
Oh me, oh mine. Stream them both.
Yeah. Fast forward to like us getting divorced one day and like we're finally like, oh, she
oh, wait.
Snapped.
I get it.
She really ate that.
Yeah. What's coming up on the horizon? We did just discuss
Alone.
Alone coming up with Nicki Minaj. We've got albums from Jessie Ware and then Alison Goldfrapp coming up.
BB.
We've got BB's album, of course. There's plenty on the horizon. We've got Chemistry in June. We've got Mighty Hoopla, the Janet tour,
Pride.
Madonna tour, Pride.
Beyonce. I am going to Beyonce.
Yes,
I don't think
you
I've
are.
Told the pod yet.
Mm-hmm. You are Beyonce.
I am going to Renaissance. Fingers crossed. Hope I make it. Okay.
Hope you make it.
I got Martin Garrix tickets. Shut up. I don't even.
Hey, you've been banging his doppelganger long enough. You might as well go see.
Oh my God. We did not sleep together.
Oh.
Anyway.
Get that mouthwash. Anyway.
Don't look down. Dom Dalla, Martin Garrix, Beyonce, BB. I feel like there's another. Oh, and Juna Deep.
Yep.
What else did I get? Oh, that's it. Oh, and Katie teased a world tour. Katy Perry. Did you see that?
Oh, she's doing the coronation ceremony.
Was that a real tweet? I thought that was fake.
Is it fake?
I don't know. It was from... I don't believe anything anymore. I think everything's not real.
No, she's literally doing it.
Really?
Yeah. King Charles' coronation concert lineup has been revealed. Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, and Andrea Bocelli.
Peacock live from Buckingham Palace. That's what you get for waking up in England.
God.
Let loose.
Royalist Perry.
Okay, everyone. Well, another week.
Another week down. We hope that you enjoyed this episode, and hopefully you head on over to...
I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as Brad enjoyed me and mine.
And I hope that you stay married.
And I hope that your tits get even better than they already are. good luck with Sharknado 18. Love you, Tara.
You're the best.
You're the best. Fucking horse. Okay. Well, thank you everyone for listening, and head on over to, like, you know, close out of this, scroll down and then hit up and press play on the Sugar and Spice interview if you'd to check that out. Or if you hate us now.
Yeah. Who's surprised?
But until next time.
We will.
See you.
Soon.
Someone's like hitting. They're like, no, you're not going to see me soon.
All I ever wanted.
All I.
Don't let me stop you.
Whoa, I do not hook. Like, I related to that.
I could never relate to that.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh. Anyway, okay, bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.